84 WHAS and the Great Outdoors with Jim Strader, 571-8484 and 1-800-444-8484. It's a free call for Verizon Wireless at 511. Joining us on the line, sports director, I like to call him the sports director in the afternoons, with Terry Miners, Tony Cruz, joining us. Tony, how are you, buddy?
Well, this is certainly a shock, guys.
Yeah.
I saw Michael Waltrip win really the best race that they've had at Daytona in probably 15 years, at least competitive-wise. And, I think a lot of people felt a lot of joy for Michael Waltrip because he's one of those good guys in racing, and he had to feel like that guy in number three was pretty happy because it was his car. And I'm just in shock. Mark, you called me and let me know that Dale Earnhardt had died. I saw the crash. It looked like those taps up into the wall. I mean,
right.
And, I've seen Earnhardt go through that kind of thing before, and I figured that he would get out. And it's a real tragedy in racing. And, you know, what's interesting, fellas, the drivers have been complaining about, and the fans, obviously, but the drivers have been complaining about restrictor plate racing. And they did some things this year where they were driving, 180, 185 miles per hour, three wide, in some cases four wide, because before, with this restrictor plate racing, you just had to stay in a big long line, and then a group of you, 10, 12 of you would decide to all go out together and try to draft one another and get ahead.
Sure.
And the drivers felt like they really weren't getting a chance to race their cars. It was more up to everybody else rather than the individual driver. Well, this year, they allowed that to happen, and in spite of some really good racing, 500 miles, a long way to go for these guys, and you knew something was going to happen eventually, and of course we had the 18-car spill with Tony Stewart.
Right. Yeah, the accident with Dale was the last lap of the race.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
And probably not even, maybe a half mile, quarter mile from the finish
right.
line.
Right, something like that, yeah.
It was, it's just awful to think, because whether you like him or you didn't, everybody knew what a great racing champion Dale Earnhardt was and is.
Well, yeah. Tony, that's the ugly thing about it. That's a very, very dangerous sport. Chips are on the line there that I guess most folks can't comprehend. And when you see a death like that of anyone, but a champion like Dale, it makes you realize that it's a really, really, really hairline situation. Any little thing goes wrong, you can lose all the marbles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tony,
well,
one of the things I wanted to point out to folks, and of course, most of our listeners are aware of it, and I'm sure you are too, Dale was a great outdoorsman.
Yes, he was.
One of his major sponsors was Realtree.
Right.
The guy loved to hunt and fish. That was his life outside of racing. And so to those of us here on the Great Outdoors and in the outdoor community, we've lost a real, real good spokesman and a guy that as I mentioned earlier, I never hunted or fished with Dale, but Hank Parker and a lot of my other buddies did, and they idolized him as a human being in addition to being a good driver.
Kentuckiana's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.
84 WHAS.
News on the hour.
Good evening. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Caleb Brown. News Radio 84 WHAS. Seven-time Winston Cup champion Dale Earnhardt has died. ABC News brings us this special report.
NASCAR great Dale Earnhardt is dead.
NASCAR has lost its greatest driver ever. And I personally have lost a great friend.
NASCAR President Mike Helton. He was killed in a crash in the final lap of the Daytona 500. He slammed into the wall and had to be cut out of his car. He died instantly of head injuries, according to Steve Bohannon of the Halifax Medical Center. There was nothing, he said, that could have been done for him.
Dale Earnhardt will go down in history of one of the greatest drivers in auto racing history.
ABC's Ed Dubrow has covered NASCAR for years.
The racing world will lose a terrific person. If you ask any young driver who they want to be or who they emulate when they're learning to drive, it's Dale Earnhardt.
Earnhardt, a seven-time Winston Cup champion, was considered the biggest star in NASCAR history. Racing was in his blood. His father was a driver. His son, Dale Earnhardt Jr., finished second today in the Daytona 500. Dale Earnhardt was 49. Paul James, ABC News.